the education issues that matter most to you. It's After School with Dr. Watlington, only on KYW News Radio.
This is After School. I'm Mike DiNardo with School Superintendent Dr. Tony Watlington. Dr. Watlington, let's get right to it. It's been an eventful first week of school with the biggest challenge for many students just getting to school because of the SEPTA service cuts. And since we talked last, the city has stepped in to advance some money to SEPTA to get some of those bus routes and trolley routes going again more frequently. So can you assess for us the impact of those service cuts, first of all, and when it comes to getting students to school, how they were doing last week and how they're doing this week?
Well, first, let me say it's good to be back with you again for week two. I'm excited. The second week of school, we're going to have a great school year, despite all the challenges and opportunities around us. I want to say I'm so just absolutely excited and elated that Mayor Parker worked on a solution for us to get our kids the transportation they need to be in school. You know, our gold standard is to be in school 90% of every month and 90% of the year in order to keep driving forward academic progress in the school district. Certainly in the first 3 days of school, there was a major impact from the SEPTA route cancellations or cuts. In fact, there was a 63% increase in the number of late arriving students, and there was a 54% increase across schools in student absences. And so now that the mayor, through that allocation from the $135 million transit subsidy in the city's budget, fiscal year 26 budget, those routes being restored, we're optimistic and excited about what will happen this week to get our kids the opportunity to get to school on time. And we're aiming for that 90% attendance rate this year.
You have emphasized attendance and how important it is. When these cuts were first announced by SEPTA, did you go to SEPTA? Did you go to the mayor and say, we've got to do something here. This isn't going to work.
We had very good conversations with all of the groups above. Yes. In fact, there was a meeting convened of a lot of influential folks who could help to leverage the right kind of solutions. And ultimately, I'm just so pleased that the mayor has done a wonderful thing for our children in the city of Philadelphia.
It used to be that a month into the school year, teachers would be shuffled around to different classrooms or even to different schools to match the actual enrollment in those schools. It was a disruptive practice known as leveling. A year and a half, you announced that the district would end that practice and would no longer do this. This school year is still young, but do you have an early read on how well you were able to match your estimated enrollment with the actual enrollment?
Well, let me tell you that teachers have let me know very clearly that leveling is a word that we should banish from our vocabularies. And so since you brought it up, not me.
We're talking in past tense here.
Okay, since we're talking in past tense. Yes, we project the district operated schools to reach an enrollment in excess of 118,000 students. And typically in Philadelphia, if you look over the past 10 to 15 years, all of our students don't show up on the first day. We get a constant trickle of students in throughout the first 10, 20 days, as a matter of fact. And historically, I think a lot of people are used to a post-Labor Day start. So the numbers increased during the first week of school. And now that we're beyond the Labor Day holiday, we expect to every day climb on up and meet that 118,000 plus student projection. I think we'll meet it. I think we'll meet it without any problems. I will tell you that the first 3 days we had sluggish attendance, so we're making up ground this week. If I could just remind you, while there are we have a projection of 118,000 children in the district-operated schools, I want to be very clear that our Board of Education is responsible for nearly 200,000 children. That's why we refer to our school district as the eighth largest district. And while charter schools enjoy or have a level of autonomy, autonomous existence from the district-operated schools, our district administrative staff provide a number of supports, not limited to transportation, teacher professional development through our intermediate unit, and et cetera. So I just want to note that the board is responsible for nearly 200,000 children, and they're all our children in Philadelphia.
If I'm reading you correctly, the 118,000 district students is pretty much status quo from last year when you rose about 1,800. It's roughly the same, right?
We expect to continue, and it remains to be seen if we'll grow a bit this year. Right. And we'll keep you posted.
To that end, this school year has just begun, but it's already time for students to consider their school selection for the 26-27 school year that starts 1 year from now. So when can students begin applying to schools outside their catchment area if there's room for those students?
Well, let me tell you, that process is launching on September 8th. Our Find Your Fit school selection process that we do annually, it launches on September 8th at 4 p.m. and it closes on October 23rd at midnight. And so this district has some phenomenal school choice opportunities. And I want to remind us that last year you talked about that uptick in enrollment. It came, there was 1,841 additional young people in the School District of Philadelphia. The lion's share of that growth came in our criteria-based high schools and our neighborhood catchment high schools, which is the exact perfect kind of scenario we'd like to see. So we think the opportunity is available to us to grow our enrollment over time in the high schools. And as we do our facilities planning process work this fall, we have an eye to how do we retool some of our career technical education programs? How do we grow seats in some of our highly sought after schools? And how do we recruit more individuals in Philadelphia who may be choosing private education and spending $40,000, $50,000? How do we kind of recruit and entice people to take a look at the school district? Because we've got some fantastic opportunities across a myriad of criteria-based schools and some very strong catchment area high schools as well.
And I imagine the facilities planning process would play into that, creating more seats at the more desirable schools.
And we are being very intentional. We expect the enrollment in the School District of Philadelphia to grow and not to decline.
My final question is sort of about facilities. A Penn Environment is out with a study that says solar panels on school roofs could save districts money on electricity costs and reduce carbon monoxide pollution. Of course, State Rep Liz Fiedler sponsored legislation that provides districts with grants to install solar panels, and Philadelphia is getting money to do that. Could we see more solar panels in Philadelphia, or is that on hold while the facilities planning process is underway?
No, it's something that we are thinking very clearly about. In fact, I can't say enough fine things about State Representative Elizabeth Fiedler and entering that and proposing that bill in the legislature. As a result, there's a $1.2 million award to our school district, and we'll be able to move forward with some solar projects at four schools to include Dobbins High School, W.B. Saul, Propel, and Hamilton. And this is so important because it's a win-win for the school district. It gives us an opportunity to lower our costs. And also, we do our part as a large organization to reduce our environmental footprint. And so what better way to model for our young people as they learn science and responsibility that we all have to do our part to protect our planet.
So that possibility continues.
It continues. In fact, we've got some minor projects underway in terms of our career and technical education programs this year, as a matter of fact, at Frankfort High School and Fox Chase Farms. More to come on that.
Yep. Dr. Wylington, thank you for taking time. After School is a weekly segment, and if there is something you, the listener, would like us to ask the superintendent, email us at afterschool@kywnewsradio.com.